This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can love them or you can hate them, but online ads are here to stay. Google and its ad selling prowess and profits has been well covered. Twitter is fighting the good fight, trying to figure it out. Facebook seems to have it pretty well nailed. Antonio Garcia Martinez is one of the people responsible for that. He is the creator of Facebook Exchange, the social media company's first really successful try at generating ad revenue. His book, which is part memoir, part gossipy Facebook insider tell-all, is called Chaos Monkey. Antonio, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
You wound up at Facebook running the ad shop, basically, or one key part of the ad shop, right?
It's funny you say that, Kai. There's a running joke inside tech that your title always gets sort of inflated whenever you talk to a journalist. I most certainly did not run the ad system at Facebook.
Well, but what part of it, though, right? Right? That thing that came to be called Facebook Exchange?
Yeah, right. So to your listeners, if you go and browse the web and you check out a pair of shoes or whatever at Amazon and then you see things related to it inside Facebook, I created that. I'm the guy you can blame for that.
See, now you're inflating your own title, man. It's not just me.
Literally true, actually. So yeah, I created Facebook Exchange, which is that technology.
But the point is that as Facebook was struggling with ad revenues and making money and figuring out how to take all this data, you found a small piece of the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, part of the reason why Chaos Monkeys, I think, is so interesting is that it covers a period of history in which Facebook really figured out, you know, where its goldmine really was. Every product that Facebook has monetized to a large extent launched in the 2-year window that I discuss in Chaos Monkeys. Hmm. And you're right. You know, Facebook Exchange and another similar product called Custom Audiences, which I also helped create, were part of that sort of larger structure.
What was the nut that they had to crack to figure out how to make money? Because there were days post-IPO when we were all going, oh, man, Facebook is done. They can't figure out this advertising thing.
One thing I think is joining to a lot of the what we call intent data in the outside world, browsing for shoes, even purchases you've made in the offline world, joining your Facebook experience to that was one of the key insights. I think one of the deep sort of abstract insights, though, is that Facebook's real value wasn't so much in what data it has about you, the fact that you liked BMW, say, a year ago or whatever, or that you're a 35-year-old male in Ohio. It's the fact that Facebook knows who you are on every device you touch. And that's very helpful when it comes to attributing ad spend on mobile versus desktop and just basically keeping track of you on every device you touch.
Online ads bug me, right? Online ads, I think, bug everybody. Well, most people. How about that? Let me not generalize. But I wonder, as you're in this world, are you you're out just to get the clicks and the view throughs and all of that stuff. You're agnostic about it. You just want to get it done for the technology's sake, right?
I'll use a line on you that every ad tech person does to sort of validate themselves, which is we pay for the internet, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good line.
We are how services like Google and Facebook basically exist. Without us, none of that would exist. And I don't think we want to go down the rabbit hole of alternative business models. But if you think about charging for Facebook or any other way that you could pay for it, it basically wouldn't work. I mean, ads is what we're stuck with, and there it is.
You are no longer at Facebook, and you're not doing ads for them anymore. Clearly, though, this is in your blood, right?
It's funny because the book is somewhat critical of Facebook, but when I actually express these opinions, everyone still thinks that I'm sort of like a closet Facebook agent who still, sort of virulently believes in the value of Facebook and advertising. But yeah, to some degree, it is in my blood. That's right.
It's a book called Chaos Monkeys, Obscene Fortune and Random Failure in Silicon Valley. It's about a whole lot more than advertising, but I took advantage of the expertise while I was here. Antonio Garcia Martinez is the author. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.